This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell.
From campus enrollment to election readiness, it's time for our weekly roundup of Wisconsin news. WPR News Director Michael Leland joins us. Michael, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
Well, let's start some news kind of still developing today. Some more of those John Doe documents. What do we got so far?
Right. These started coming out late this morning. The Milwaukee County Executive's Office released documents from the first John Doe investigation. That's the one that involved former aides and associates of Scott Walker back when he was the Milwaukee County Executive. A couple of months ago, a judge ordered the release of those documents. They had been taken by prosecutors from Milwaukee County employees and computers.
And just bringing things up to date, we've got an investigation that was going. It's on hold because of a judge, but then there are lawsuits from some of the political groups involved against the prosecutors. And is that what ultimately set the dominoes in motion to get these documents
pretty
out?
Pretty much. This is all part of that. And this is back from the investigation that was actually officially closed, I think, in about 2013. And of course, as that first one triggered the second one. Mm-hmm. But today's release is from that first investigation. It's 14 gigabytes of documents. So a lot of documents.
That's more than it's going to fit on my floppy disk.
A lot more than the floppy disk. It's things like Word documents and PDFs and spreadsheets, as well as pictures and Word documents that were stored on various employees' computers. Email accounts, though, are not part of this round of release.
Well, I guess I know what state government reporters are doing this weekend.
Absolutely. They are looking over these documents. Our Sean Johnson is poring over them right now up at the state capitol. Reporters from other organizations looking at them all day, and that work's going to continue for a while. And of course, we'll get updates from WPR News this afternoon as we learn more in this afternoon and in the weeks ahead.
All right. Potentially a treasure trove, potentially not. We'll
exactly.
See what comes out of that. Well, turning to some education news, saw some headlines, a big enrollment at the at the UW-Madison this year.
Right. A couple of education stories. As you mentioned, the first one involving applications. UW-Madison got a record number of applications for this year's fall freshman class. That's more than 30,000 came in. That's about 2.5% more than last year. Now, we don't know how large the freshman class will be. It's not going to be 30,000. For example, this past year, it was about 6,300. UW-Madison does say it did admit about 72% of the Wisconsin residents who applied for this fall, though.
That's the Madison campus of the UW system. How is the rest of the system doing?
Right. If you look around the rest of the system, it's not quite as good. I mean, applications were up a couple of percentage points in Platteville. They were about the same at Stevens Point. But as you look at the rest of the 13 four-year schools in the UW system, applications were actually down. Superior, Whitewater, La Crosse down about 1 or 2%. Applications to River Falls down about 10%. And at UW-Green Bay, the freshman applications were down 15% this year.
Any thoughts as to why these numbers are going that way?
What we're hearing is, for the most part, it's demographic. There are just fewer high school-age seniors than there were just a few years ago because there are fewer people in that age group. One UW system spokesman told us that there were 71,000 high school seniors in 2009. 5 years later, in 2014, there were only about 63,000.
Oh, interesting. So maybe UW-Madison, which gets more out-of-state applications, I imagine, is more insulated from our demographics here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. High-profile school, and a lot of people want to go to school at UW-Madison.
So around the state, does a lower number of applications mean fewer students walking around campus in the fall?
Not necessarily, because you figure that far more people are going to apply than will be offered admission. And of those who are offered admission, even a smaller number than that actually enroll for the fall. So we'll find out the numbers later this year once the various campuses have their counts. But a spokeswoman at UW-Green Bay, where again the applications were down 15%, said that a high percentage of students who were offered admission have enrolled for the fall, so they're not too worried about the decline.
And then there's been a lot of attention on the technical college system in Wisconsin over the last couple of years as part of the state's job efforts. Any news from there?
Yeah, there was some financial aid news that came out this week. We found that about 41,000 people in Wisconsin who were eligible for financial aid through the state's Wisconsin Grants Program. We're not able to get that money because the program ran out of money this year. That was largely technical college students, about 38,000, as well as about 3,600 UW system students.
And any explanations for why this might be?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Democratic State Senator Jennifer Schilling says it's because Governor Walker and Republicans in the legislature have been cutting aid to higher education. A representative at the Higher Educational Aids Board, that's the group that administers these grants, says the dollars in the grants have really been about the same. It's just that the demand for them is up. More people are wanting to go back to school, especially for the technical colleges. And the AIDS Board is going to ask the legislature for more money in the next session.
Well, earlier this week on Central Time, we previewed a sad anniversary, the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek. Can you tell us what went on since then in Wisconsin?
Right. It was the second anniversary of that shooting at Oak Creek. Six people killed early on a Sunday morning. A white supremacist walked into that temple shortly before a morning service and began shooting. He, of course, then killed himself after police wounded him. So Tuesday at the temple, there was a ceremony marking the anniversary. There were prayers offered for the victims and for their families, as well as for the continued healing of the congregation. There's also been some talk of building a museum and an education center at the temple. The design of that would be to honor the victims, but also teach other people about the Sikh faith and how it relates to other faith traditions.
And I think you'd mentioned to me earlier, a couple of police involved in that incident were honored at that ceremony.
Yes, Oak Creek Police Lieutenant Brian Murphy and Officer Sam Lenda got a Congressional Medal of Bravery each. They were among the first officers responding to the temple the morning of that shooting. Murphy was injured in a shootout with the gunman. He was shot more than 10 times, I believe. Wade Michael Page was the gunman's name. Lenda fired the shot that wounded Page, and then, of course, Page killed himself.
Well, looking ahead now, a primary election day coming up here in Wisconsin. We've talked a lot about that here on the network, and we've talked to many of the candidates on the Joy Cardine Show and here on Central Time. What do we need to know come Tuesday?
Well, there are a number of things the government accountability wants you to know. First of all, that you can register to vote on Tuesday if you're not registered yet. You need to have an acceptable proof of residence document with an updated name and address. And this includes things like a Wisconsin driver's license or a state-issued ID or a utility bill from the last 90 days. If you have a paycheck statement with your current name and address on it, that should be okay. There's actually a full list of what kind of documents will pass to allow you to register. You can see that on the GAB website at gab.wi.gov.
And, of course, the voter ID law has made a long, winding journey through the courts. Do we need to show photo ID when we vote on Tuesday?
Nope, not this time. Supreme Court in Wisconsin recently ruled that the voter ID law is constitutional, but there's a separate federal court order that's still blocking it, so that is still on hold. The state attorney general's office says it wants to get that ID law reinstated. It's not going to happen by Tuesday. Not clear whether it's going to happen before November, but the short answer is you will not need to show a photo ID on Tuesday.
And up to pretty recently, the attorney general had hoped to get that in place by this Tuesday, but a court said we're not deciding until well after.
Exactly. At this point, it's up to the federal court whether to lift its order or not.
So that's voting on Tuesday. Do we still have time to vote early, or is it too late to be early?
It's almost too late to be early, and it depends on what kind of early you want to be. Absentee voting, the last day to vote in person at a county clerk's office is today. There may be some county clerk's offices where you can still vote for the rest of the afternoon. Really depends on the individual county hours. But
maybe
today is
first.
The last day. you might want to call ahead, but you can't go in on Saturday, which had been in the case in previous elections in some counties. If you have an actual absentee ballot with you, though, you can still vote. It just needs to be postmarked by Tuesday, Election Day, and your county clerk has to get it in the office by 4 o'clock next Friday afternoon.
Well, and it's not too late to learn about the candidates at wisconsinvote.org. We've got
Absolutely.
All the interviews we did on Central Time, all the stuff you guys in the news department have done. Is
that
right?
We've been doing things on Wisconsin Public Radio and the news department. Also, interviews that have been on Wisconsin Public Television.
WPT,
You can learn about the candidates, learn where to vote, learn how to vote. Pretty much one-stop shopping for everything you want to know about Tuesday's election.
All right, Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
As WPR News Director Michael Leland, we round up the top news stories in Wisconsin every Friday at this time. And by the way, Michael, let me know earlier that we are going to bring news breaks through Tuesday night to bring you election results, primary election results as they roll in. So you can check out wisconsinvote.org online and listen to Wisconsin Public Radio Tuesday evening. Stick around. More to come here on the Central Time, on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.